Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I hope you are having a gorgeous day wherever you're joining us from for this episode. And as always, today is our lifestyle episode, and today we are going to be talking about what we shop for when we go grocery shopping or marketing shopping and what we are eating. So this is going to be a very healthy episode. I look forward for your participation and encourage you to call in. But in the meantime, let us do some housekeeping.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but find the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, again, welcome. I am so happy that you made the decision to stop by the studio here and spend your Sunday evening with us. I want to remind you before I get into tonight's episode, the episode we are focusing on is shop and eat like your life depends on it, because it really does. And what I am going to be sharing with you, I am not a nutritionist. I am not an expert in that area. However, I have drastically modified my lifestyle, and my eating habits has become one of those major aspects of what I'm doing. And I'm going to be sharing with you, as I research and find valuable information that I use for myself, I want to invest in sharing it with you, my listeners. So I hope you'll find some value in what I'm about to share with you. In the meantime, I want to extend an invitation to ask you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. Stop by my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and get on our mailing list. We have some nice freebies there for you. And also on LinkedIn at Daphne Clark Hudson, Daphne-Clark-Hudson. So, and if you are local in Danbury and you want to stop by the studio, we are on there Wednesday morning and on Friday night. We are on there on the air on Channel 23. But for those of you who are looking to give back to the community and would like to volunteer, just message me or send me an email at dynamicdaphne12@gmail.com. No, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and I'll tell you how you can get to be part of the training so you can volunteer. So that's with just that. I welcome your telephone call. Please call 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. So reach out to me and let's talk about some of your eating habits and how it has affected your life. I have to tell you, it's a blessing because one of my clients, she was listening to my show and heard me made mention of the new habits that I have in my lifestyle, and she sent me quite a few sample packets of different spices, and they were spices that I were not accustomed to be having. I've never had those before, but I just want to be thankful to Jules for sending those out to me. Well, as I mentioned a few seconds ago, our topic today is shop and eat like your life depends on it, because it rarely does. You might be listening to me this evening and you're probably saying, it doesn't, not in my house, it doesn't matter. I have to get a large amount for every dollar I spend. I'm here to tell you, I want you to have a paradigm shift where your focus is on buying quality versus quantity. And we're going to be getting into that later on. I want to get your thoughts and hearts focused on the term wholesale. What does that mean for you? I will tell you the definition that I found when I look up the word whole food according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It's any substance that enables one to live and grow, anything that nourishes. That's the description for food. Based on this definition, hardly anything in our standard diet is considered that if you look on the way that a majority of American family live. So for me, when I saw that definition, I felt like I was home, because as the daughter of a farmer, the entire thing made sense to me. I watched my father plant different crops, and I watched him harvest them. So I was able to observe the entire transformation of a seedling or a plant. I know exactly, for example, like the yam. There's a portion that my father would normally cut off the yam, and they call it the yam head. And that yam head is laid somewhere, maybe under some leaf or just under shade, and it dehydrates a little. And then what happens, it sprouts and show my father that it is ready to be replanted. So they keep multiplying. The head comes off. The head is set aside to be sprouted. That sprout then is replanted, harvest again for another year, and put more plants out, and that's how the farmers keep to repeat their their crops. So now I was saying to someone the other day that when I hear the word Whole Foods, to me, I am at ease and I am comfortable because that's what I grew up on in Jamaica. We didn't have all the fancy names for it. We did not know anything about free-range eggs. We just know that all the chickens were running all over the place, and they came back into the nest, and they lay, and they went running again. Little did I know that those were the best types of eggs could have had. Although they were people who had big chicken farms that they would have the chickens all in a coop that they would feed them inside, and they weren't having any freedom. Everything was happening for them in the chicken coop. So I'm excited when I came across all this information and to learn. And I look back over my life, and I can say that because of my early upbringing of having a solid base nutritionally, I really don't have to worry. And, you know, I'm sure you have heard it said that children live what they learn. And it's not only behaviors, but it's lifestyle and patterns. Because I'm here to tell you now, I do not need to have a lobster, a steak, a filet mignon, a pork loin, a pork roast. I really do not need to have these things in order to enjoy my meal. And as I go ahead and share with you later on, I am sure that there are many out there who will share my sentiments for the things that I'm going to be sharing with you. I am going to be sharing with you a bulk of the new foods that I now eat. I will also be sharing with you the advantages and benefits of meat in those foods, so that it will kind of give you an idea that if you want to enhance your health in that area, you too will begin to adopt eating these foods. I remember as a child growing up in Jamaica, and I always liked to go to the field because they would make like gungo pea soup there. And yes, they would sometimes put like the corned pork in it. And they make dumplings and all of that. And it's always healthy meals that's being cooked there. However, there were times when they did not have the pork to put in that soup. However, they still made that soup. And it was a delicious meal. Now, little did I know that 40 years later, I would be back to enjoying peas and beans and all that stuff and just enjoying it. And it brings the most pleasant taste to my palate. And my palate was receptive and excited because I took it back to basic. And basic that it appreciated in my earlier days. Basic that it know was healthy for me. And I said children live what they learn because I was never one for junk food. My only downfall was I always liked to buy the chicken and shrimp and broccoli at the Chinese place. But I was not one for the French fries and the hamburgers and all those other things. You know, and so going back to the basic that is healthy for me is really going back home, and I feel confident and comfortable with it. I look in the mirror. I like what I see. I love my energy level. And as I go to the doctors for my regular visit, I am happy about what I am told. So as I share this with you, I ask that you re-examine the way that you are doing things for yourself and to see whether or not you are open to trying some things different. Whole foods, as I mentioned, are those foods that are in their original form. They are not processed. They are like whole grains. They are fruits. They are vegetables. They are peas and beans and legumes. They are unsalted. Whole foods contain huge amount of antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals our body. And if and when we begin to eat that, then you find out that we are not going to be experiencing any deficiency in our bodies. So I want to talk about some of the foods I am eating and why I am eating them, and I'm going to give you a whole mix. And I'm also going to be sharing with you my rituals that I do on a daily basis. So before I go into my foods, I want to share with you my lifestyle, okay? I wake up in the morning. I am still asking for your support in praying for me where my exercising is concerned, because that is still something that I am working on. For the entire winter, I have not exercised, and I need to get off my blessed asset and to do some things where that is concerned. I'm doing wonderful with the eating and things like that, but the exercise is lacking. So you and I will work on this together. Okay, so I know that when you go back and look over the episodes here, you'll notice over the summer, I spoke about eating locally grown foods and all of that, and I was doing a lot of shopping at the farmer's market. Depending on where you are listening to me from, you are probably experiencing the height of winter like I am now. And other than the orchards and the squashes and things like that, there are not too many things that local farmers have right now. As a matter of fact, local farmers now only have apples, I think, that the local farmer have. So it depends on where you are, what you can get at this time of the year. However, I want you to focus on that. Let us talk about shopping before I go into telling you some of the things I am eating for. I want you to be an educated shopper. When you go to shop, do not shop for price. Shop for nutritional values and nutritional benefits. So spend 3/4 of your time in the shop in the produce section. Go up and down the aisles, the fruits, the vegetables, the greens. Spend a lot of your time there. The bulk of what you are putting in your shopping cart needs to come from the produce aisle, the fresh fruits and vegetable aisles. And I'm here to share with you and to encourage you to stay away from the canned aisle. So spend a lot of time in the produce aisle, vegetables, fruits, and all of that. While you are there, I know that everybody is looking for value. So you look on your vegetables and read the labels. Look for locally grown if you cannot, if you choose not to buy the organics. Look for locally grown foods. Because a lot of locally grown foods are healthy for you, although they are not organically grown. They do not have any fertilizers and pesticides in it. So it is still healthy for you. But those of you who make the decision to eat organic, then you buy organic. All right? Spend a lot of time in the produce section. Have a lot of fun. Build relationship with those fruits and vegetables there, and just feel excited about spending time with them, knowing that they are going to elevate your lifestyle and expand your lifespan. Now, after you leave the fruit, the produce section, I want you to go into the whole food section. I am excited now because a lot of the local food stores here, even those that are not health shops, they have reorganized their stores, and you can distinctly see where the Whole Foods are being shelved. They are not just shoved in between different part of the regular supermarket. They have a beautiful layout for that that can help you to choose. Spend time and read. As much as you can buy raw greens, seeds and things like that, it's best for you. So you read again and make sure that what you are getting is in its whole form. It's not roasted, it is not salted. And you choose from there. After you leave the produce section, you're going to go to the whole food section. After you leave the whole food section, I want you to find where they have the grains and the nuts. All right? I love to buy the chickpeas in the bag. There are some stores that have them in 5-pound bags and some in 10-pound bags. But even if they have the small bag, 1-pound bag, 16 ounces, once you purchase that, you wash it and you soak it, you are going to get a lot out of a 1-pound bag. I rather to buy the dehydrated chickpeas, and then I rehydrate it by washing it and soaking it overnight, rather than buying the canned one that is all salty. And it doesn't take a lot to cook. Once you wash it and you soak it overnight, the next morning it has absorbed so much of the water, and then it is as if it is freshly picked from the vine. And I have noticed that those of you on Instagram and Pinterest and all of that, you notice that there are many people who are willing to share their recipes with you about what you can do with what. So remember, I ask you to spend a lot of time, half or three quarters of your time in the produce, doing your shopping when you go to the grocery store. Then after you leave the produce section, I want you to go to the whole food section, read the label, and make sure whatever you can pick up there, you get raw. Stay away from roasted and salted things, and stay away from the canned things. After you leave that section in the grocery store, I want you to go to the nuts and grains section. There are some stores that keep that with the Whole Foods, and then there are other stores that have it somewhere by itself. So that's the place I wanted to go and spend time there and do your educational shopping. So after you do that, why don't you stop at the fish market? There are some grocery stores that have the fish market. I stop there and I buy my wild salmon. Yes, it is more expensive than the other salmon. You can ask the fish man to slice it in portions. So if you're going to buy a pound and a half or 2 pounds, you can ask him to slice it in four. If you live alone like me, you can have him slice it in four or five meals. So you leave there with it already in the portions. So if you start to shop like this, you're going to find out that you're shopping in a much more educational manner. I do not want you to be one of the consumers that you are shopping based on the flyers that are posted at the entrance as you enter the store. Because shopping like that is not to your health. So I want you to remain to be educational shopper. And don't be programming yourself to say, well, I'm not going to pay X amount for that because it's organic. I want you to ask yourself, how valuable is this thing to my health? How is it going to help me to improve my health? What are some ailments I'm going through that I want to get rid of it? A lot of people don't understand the reason why we should eat a lot more green. So that was just a bit about the shopping. I wanted to shop more informed, make more educational choices, and be more creative in the way that you do things and the choices that you make. All right? If you are just joining me, I want you to call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Now, the reason why it is always advised or encouraged to eat majority green and raw foods in your diet is because it rids our system of inflammation. A lot of the illnesses and disorders and disease that we encounter is caused by inflammation of some sort in our bodies. So, for those people who are not eating a lot of raw foods or vegetables or green foods, and they eat a lot of processed foods and white flour and carbohydrates, our system become inflamed and we are more prone to disease. So we need to be cautious about that. So add majority of raw and green foods on your plate. So I'm going to be sharing a lot of my favorites with you that I have adopted. And I'm also going to be telling you why I chose them. Okay? First, I want to, all of us want to have better muscles, and you know the men like to have what they call it, six pack and all of those stuff. And although exercise is important, there are certain foods I have found out since I started doing my research over 2 years ago towards the book I'm writing on this. I have found out that there are many foods that can accompany these things. So I am going to go through and I'm going to share the foods that support certain things. So I'm going to start with the muscular system. The muscular system, a healthy muscular system. And here is what I found out in my research, that the top foods for muscle health, the top foods are collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, spinach, and kale. Again, collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, kale, and spinach. And I know somebody is saying, what? I don't like any of those things. You know, but when you hear that, especially if you're someone like me who is not doing all the right exercise that you're supposed to do, but you want to have the right healthy muscles, you're going to pack these things on your plate that will help you to maintain a healthy muscle. The other foods are Swiss chard, lima beans, sweet potato, papaya. All these foods are healthy foods for our muscular system. Blueberries, cherries, and almonds, all good for our muscular system. Walnuts, avocado, olive oil, flaxseed, and chai seed. All those are the foods that are best for our muscular health. And I know I tell you, once you start on this pattern of eating, you become very creative. I tell you, I live in New Milford, but then I found out there's no sea town in New Milford. But I found out that I think it's on Tuesdays, that they get in a fresh supply of avocado down in Danbury. So I go down there. I invest in the avocados, whatever amount I can afford to buy. And once I get them home green, and those are the huge Dominican avocados. And because I guess I am programmed to be a Jamaican, in Jamaica we don't get the small avocado, like we call them pears in Jamaica. We get the huge one, and then you cut it, and the inside is thick. And yellow. So when I buy me a little California avocado, I'm thinking, come on, I'm being ripped off here. So I focus on getting the huge ones. So I found out that on Tuesdays they have a fresh supply that comes in. So I go there, I buy them, I take them home. In a couple of days, my whole avocado, they are all ripe now. So what I do, I cut them in slices, like I cut one in four, because I use them to put into whatever drink I'm making. And I cut one in four pieces. I line the inside of the container, a plastic container, with wax paper, and I store the avocado between the wax paper and the plastic container, and I place it in my freezer. And when I am ready, it's nice and frozen, and the thing about it, it's not going to be discolored. It is still green, and it is fresh. So each time I'm ready to make a drink, I will take one portion out, and I will put it in my drink as well. And I don't remember where I found it, but I was reading in one of the researches that we should not store our foods or cook our foods in or on aluminum foil. And I'm not storing either. So that's why I put the wax paper in the plastic container, and then that's between the food and the cover. And it's nice and fresh. So that's what I do. And I do the same thing with my pineapples and my papayas as well. So this way, I'm always having the fresh ones to use. I know we all like, especially the pineapples, I know we like them on the kitchen counter. But sometimes, especially when the heat is on in the house for us who live in the cold section of the country, it gets stale looking and all kind of dehydrated and everything. So I just come home, peel it fresh, and I do the same formula where I store it in the freezer in cubes. And all I need to do is take the pieces out that I need to put in whatever drink I am making. So I want to go back to the produce, because I spoke a little bit about the mustard greens, the colored greens, and the kale. Late 2012, early 2013, I just fell in love with kale. That was my first time eating kale in all different sorts. Kale salad, kale raw, kale with delicata squash, kale salad, kale chips, and kale everything you can think about. But I tell you what I have been doing. I decided to destem the kale. So I washed it, I destem it, I leave some leaves on the stem, and I freeze in a Ziploc bag the leaves of some of the kale, and that I'm going to use later on, that I saute that later on, or I sometimes put that in a drink that I'm making too. And instead of throwing the stem in the garbage, I dice those stems, and I in turn place them in my bean salad. So that's high fiber there. Again, I'm not wasting anything. I am using up of what I shop for. I am going to also try that with the stem of the colored green and all the others. I have not done yet. And for my Swiss chard, because I'm adding my Swiss chard to whatever drink I make, I take off the lower section of the Swiss chard that's kind of white. I take that off, I cleanse that, and I saute that with something or another, and then I save the top portion of the leaf, and I use that in my drink. So I'm sharing that to say that you can become creative and not looking that if you buy the right type of food for your system, you are going to run out of food and not have enough. You only are thinking that because you are fearful and you do not know how to prioritize what you are doing. But if you spend the time to be creative, especially as a woman, we are creative beings. We were born to be creative. You know, I know that when I shared with a friend what I was doing with my the stem for my kale, she was blown away. And I said to her, Alicia, that's not all I do. I use the kale stem in my juice as well. So here I am. When I started off using the kale, I was juicing the precious leaves of the kale as well. But then I decide, why should I be juicing the leaves of the kale? Instead, I loosen the back from the leaves, and I put the leaves away to be used later, and I become creative with the stems as well. So you try something in your kitchen and call and let me know. You'll never know until you begin to try something. So don't be afraid to try these new foods. I tell you, onion and fresh garlic and olive oil. And do not overcook them. And introduce one new food to your family each time. I know that there's a lot of people, even adults, who do not like Brussels sprout. I make a killer Brussels sprout. I clean it. I drizzle it with olive oil, and I roast it with garlic cloves. And I tell you, it is to die for. You'll be licking all 10 fingers, and you would never think that you're eating that bitter Brussels sprout. So become creative in the kitchen. As you shop and as you eat, I want you to think, I am swallowing my health. As I swallow, I'm adding 12 months to my lifetime. I am adding 12 months to my lifetime. So that's what I want you to focus on. So I spoke with you about some of the green foods that I do daily, consistently in my life. And I'm going to share some more about those foods in a minute. However, there's a research I found on fibromyalgia, and I want to share with you, because a lot of times I hear people say, oh, the doctor say I have fibromyalgia. And people just need to spend the time and invest in different research and get information for themselves. Here is what I found out about fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is a disorder of unknown origin that may result in a variety of muscle joint, and sleep issues. Symptoms range from mild to severe and can include stiffness, soreness, tenderness, and or sensitivity to pressure with the muscles or joints, disturbance, sleeping patterns, and even depression. Though the exact cause of fibromyalgia has yet to be determined, many researchers and medical practitioners believe the disorder is to be a response to physical or emotional stress. There is also a strong psychological component to the disorder, as those two experience muscle, joint, and sleep symptoms that classify fibromyalgia also exhibits depression and anxiety. Here is what they say. Fibromyalgia risk factors, and here's what the research shows. Women, about, though this is high too, women account for about 90% of all fibromyalgia sufferers. Family history, one-third of all fibromyalgia sufferers have a parent with fibromyalgia. Stress, those who live in a stressful environment are or especially susceptible to both physical and emotional stress are at higher risk of developing symptoms of fibromyalgia. The group age. Fibromyalgia symptoms surface most frequently in middle age. But parents, patients, ages tend to range from between the ages of through 60. Certain foods are thought to intensify fibromyalgia symptoms. These include dairy, caffeine, nightshade vegetables, eggplant, potatoes, tomato, peppers, fried foods, salted pickled foods, alcohol, refined foods, and added sugars. So, you see why I'm saying that the way we shop really affects our lives in many, many, many ways. Many, many ways. And I'm just sharing today with you about fibromyalgia because this blew my mind when I saw this, because in the past I encountered a lot of people that I met who said, oh, the doctor said I had fibromyalgia. And it was new to me because in nursing school and working in Jamaica as a nurse, I never heard about this diagnosis. And there are many diagnoses now that I am learning about that I did not know about. So this was good information for me. But here are some natural treatment that they say one with fibromyalgia can consider. So it is not hopeless for you. Conventional treatment methods involve prescription painkillers and or antidepressants, as well as cognitive behavioral therapy. While these treatments can be helpful, many patients also experience both physical and emotional relief from fibromyalgia symptoms by eliminating foods, processed foods, and dairy products from their diet, and increasing consumption of plant food, specifically those foods which contain omega-3 fatty acids food in salmon, walnuts, and antioxidants, dense foods and vegetables like berries and leafy green have shown to assist with the symptoms of fibromyalgia. I tell you, as a child growing up in Jamaica, I remember that I was born and raised on cod liver oil, Seven Seas cod liver oil. And just about a month ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and she told me that she was shopping at this place where they had the Seven Seas cod liver oil. So I said, girl, you got to pick me up 2 bottles. I grew on that stuff. And I think it is still my favorite of the omega-3 fatty acid. So as I look over some of the foods that they select for a fight with fibromyalgia, they suggest that you eat a lot of apple cider vinegar, pears, apples, and grapes, okay? The seeds and nuts and legumes, dark green vegetables like kale, collard greens, spinach, and broccoli. Almond, flaxseed, soybean, garbanzo beans, colored greens, and sunflower seeds. And remember, for those that you can find raw, I encourage you to stick to raw. Another of my favorite, ginger, turmeric, flaxseed, chai seeds, and avocado. And there's another thing. This you have to get online because I check at my local store and I didn't see it there. It's a maca root, M-A-C-A root. Okay? All right. And I tell you, go in your kitchen and have fun. I go in my kitchen and I am just working on a lot of different foods. I'm trying new spices. I am trying new vegetables and fruits and dishes and everything like that. And I tell you something, when you prepare your meals with love and you eat and your focus is on a healthy consciousness, you just enjoy every single bite of that. So I want to thank those of you in the chat room. Feel welcome to call if you have a question. The number to call is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And today we are talking about shop and eat like your life depends on it, because it really does. All right? And I tell you, you are going to realize that once you start shopping more consciously, instead of spending more, you are going to be spending less. And you are going to be getting the right foods that will enhance the life of you and your family. All right? So now, I just talk about the fibromyalgia and some of the things that people can focus on for that. I want to look, I mentioned also about inflammation. And we know that one of the ways to get rid of inflammation is by detoxifying our bodies. I remember as a child growing up, every 3 months we would get what was known as a washout, which was either castor oil, Cenapod with Epsom salt. That was what it was. Not all of them together. Either the one or the two. The Senna tea, Cenapod tea, Indian root pill, castor oil, and that we would get every 3 months. Little did I know that we were getting a colon irrigation, which will help us healthy. But now, with the busy lives that we are all living, instead of doing all of those things, we want to have in our kitchen the foods that are doing the same things for our body. So we're going to talk about some of the foods that the Dietary Organization view as detoxifying foods. And I am going to start with one of my favorite. And it is beets. I love me some beets. Oh, I used to like it just beet and carrot juice we used to make in Jamaica. But then I became in love with pickled beets, that we cook it and pickle it with vinegar and all of that. But then, for not too long ago, somebody introduced me to roasted beets, and I started roasting it with olive oil and whole garlic cloves. And, oh, man, is that thing good. So here are some foods for detoxification. Our body takes in huge amount of toxins each day, from bus fumes to alcohol to cigarette smoke, and again, for those people who live and process food. Substances containing free radicals and other destructive compounds constantly enter the system and can wreck havoc on our bodies. You know, it's a shame that we take the cars in for tune-up and all those stuff, yet we do not pay attention to what's going in our mouths once we open it. Fortunately, there are plenty of foods in our world today that if we concentrate on taking advantage of all these natural foods, we will be able to retrieve our body's cells from the attack of those free radicals that's in our bodies. All right? So I mentioned about the beets, and there are two organs that the beets specifically focus on. The first one is the liver. The liver filters the blood and collects dead cells, damaging chemicals, and harmful microorganisms. It then uses specific enzymes to kill, break down, and or neutralize these substances so they can be safely reabsorbed by the bloodstream and transported back to the kidney. The liver also serves important digestive functions as highlighted in the digestive portion of our information. And I found this research, so I'm just giving you a portion of that. So, again, as you eat the beets, you're not just eating it, but as you take a bite of beet, you're going to think, now I'm helping my liver and I'm helping my kidney, okay? Often, the kidneys often described as blood cleanser. Kidneys receive filtered food from the liver and filter it again for reabsorption. And then we pass that out through the urethra, through the bladder, and all of that. So once you start eating beets, and if you have not yet been eating it, you're going to start because you're going to tell yourself, I need to help my kidneys and I need to help my liver. So that's why you need to buy that bunch you see there. Again, let me tell you how to be sure to use every portion of that. The leaves, I put in the juice and I saute. The stem I cut off, and those definitely goes into the juice. The leaves I saute, or I put it in some kind of a juice that I am making again with something. I wash my beets and cut the little stems off, and I wash them with the brush. I wash them thoroughly with the brush. I do not peel them. I just wash them in hot water and then rinse them with cold water and let them sit in the cold water for a while. Then I dry them and I put them in the refrigerator. Okay? Now, there are many ways that you can use your different things. I know a lot of my friends look at what I eat and their noses are turned up because everything I do is so green. But you heard me mention that I put the stems in the juice and I put this stem in saute and all of that. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what I put with what. What I want you to do is to test what you like to put together and make small portions. Just put a tiny bit of water in whatever you're doing, okay? If you don't like water, you can use almond milk. Put some almond milk in there in what you're trying, and you are going to be saying, oh, my heavens, why have I not done this before? Okay? So, some of the detoxifying foods are, we mentioned the beets already. Another one is celery, artichokes, all the apples, the green apples and the red apples, the alfalfa, spirulina, chlorophyll, arugula, wheatgrass, and greens, all the greens you can think about, and the spinach. Another detoxifier is garlic, asparagus, broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, turmeric, and oregano. Citrus fruits and green tea. So those are all the foods that you can use to be a detoxifier in your body. So remember, again, I'm encouraging you, do not think quantity. I want you to begin to think quality, because the only way that you are going to be able to transform your nutritional life is if you adopt a paradigm alteration in the way that you do things. All right? Sure, you introduce one food at a time. You don't have to do a lot of things like I do. Test something out. And I tell you, for the things that you are not sure what it is going to taste like, I tell you that lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, lime juice, ginger, and cinnamon all have become my best friends. They honestly and truly has become my best friend. Because when I'm doing something new that I don't know how it's going to come out, I just put me some lemon in it, and bam, that got it. I met a friend in the DR, and what she's now doing, she is starting to use coconut water to put in her drink. So she don't taste a lot of what is in there. She's tasting the coconut water. And the coconut water is good for you too. But again, read the container. Read the container. I am not for anything which says made from concentrate. And again, maybe it's because I'm from Jamaica, West Indies, where we go outside, we pick a coconut, and we just eat it, cut the top off and eat it, and that is why when I was in Jamaica, I made sure every stop I saw, I stopped and I got me some jelly coconut to drink. So that's some idea that you can use to begin to do more educational shopping that will enhance the life of you and your family. Now, it is very, very, very important that you do not miss a meal. All right? You know that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So here is, I promised you earlier on that I was going to share my daily practice and thing to you. I mean, with you. So I wake up in the morning, and some mornings I do the hot water and lemon juice, or I do the cider vinegar, or I do the wheatgrass. Depends on what I have. If I'm out of lemon, I do vinegar. If I'm out of vinegar, I do wheatgrass. If I am out of wheatgrass and all of the others, I do the green tea. All right? And I'm a cheat date when it comes to the green tea, because all I want is just piping hot water on my tea bag, and that's good. There are some people that say, oh, I can't do that. I have to have my coffee. Well, there again, look over what it is you are looking to accomplish. And I'm not here to tell you what to give up. You need to look in the mirror and ask the person who is looking back at you. You need to give up. So after that, the next thing I'm going to do is my breakfast. And my breakfast is my green drink have different varieties. Sometimes I do kale, celery, lemon, pineapple. Sometimes I do avocado, spinach, almond milk. Sometimes I do chocho, cucumber, celery, and something else, green Granny Smith apple with lemon juice. Whatever is going to keep it green, that's what I do. You find out what keeps it green for you. And you are not going to be putting a lot of water. You get one of the high-speed blender that is actually extracting your food. So once it is finished extracting, you don't have anything to throw away. You just put it in your glass, and then you eat that. Okay? Sometimes, too, in that first morning drink, I put some raw pumpkin seed in it as well. Now, after that, so that's my supposedly breakfast. There are some times when I make one more, and I just make different greens or whatever I'm going to do. Or sometimes I do another color. Sometimes I do mango, pineapple, papaya, and different variety. You do it based on what you shop for. And just another thing I forget to mention when I talked about shopping. I want you to create a healthy list from home. Don't just go walk and pick up what's on that flyer. I want you to shop with the intention of improving the quality of your health. So make a list. So, what's for lunch? Again, sometimes I make another one of the juice, whatever it is I'm going to do. Sometimes I do a salad with kale. I invested also in that book that tells me to eat for my blood type. So now tomato and chicken is off of my blood type. So I'll make a salad, kale, cucumbers, the long one, asparagus, and cucumbers, orange, yellow, red peppers. The only thing now that is no longer part of my salad is the tomato. So my lunch is a huge salad. There are some times when I don't do the salad because if I am low on the vegetables and things like that, I don't do the salad. I end up making me another one of the juice that I drank before. And then dinner time, I have most times roasted vegetables. However, before that, there's sometimes there is a chocolate bar, unsweetened chocolate bar, and it has 90% of the cocoa in there, and that's, they say, is good for your body. So I pick those up, and sometimes I feel peckish, like they call it in Jamaica, meaning you want a snack. So I oftentimes melt that chocolate. It comes like it's in a long box, and it has individualized packaging. So I take one of those small packs and I melt it in a dish, and I cut up an apple or carrot or something, and I use that as a dip, and that's what I crunch on for my snack. Not potato chips, not any of the other stuff, but I just have the melted chocolate on the fruit, and that is my snack. Then, dinner time, I would eat whatever it is I'm going to have for dinner, roasted vegetables. Sometimes it is squash. I have only bought three types of squash I've bought. I've bought acorn squash. I've bought butternut squash, and last summer I got introduced to Delcata squash. The Delcata is a delicious sweet squash, and I cook it with seeds and everything, and I saute that with the the kale, and it is delicious and healthy. So that is something for you to put on your shopping list for next for summer. When you go to the farmer's market, and you can look for the Delicata squash, and you can saute that with the kale, and it is delicious, delicious, delicious. So again, if I'm having salmon, chicken is off of my list. So sometimes I'm having the salmon, and sometimes I'm just doing the roasted vegetables with some sauteed greens. Could be the greens could be Swiss chard or kale. That's what I do most times. In the salad, I also add some watercress in that. So for those of you who you are eating chicken, just go easy on the red meat and know what it is that you are looking to accomplish. But again, I want for you to focus on paying attention to what it is that you are ingesting. I have found out that I am more satisfied now when I eat, because I have a large amount of raw in my body. So it's all these whole foods that is going into my body. I'm not hungry. I am not bloated. My eyes, I went to the doctor the other day, and for a 66-year-old woman, I have a 20/20 vision. I would say that that is amazing. And that has to do with the way I am treating my body and what it is that I am eating. The other thing I want to tell you, it's about the water that you drink. If you're going to buy water in the bottle, then I want you to make the conscious decision to choose the one that is in glass. If you are not allowed to do that, if you cannot afford, not allow, if you cannot afford to do that, then invest in a water filter that you can drink the water from the faucet, because it is much healthier than the water in the plastic bottles. Yeah, I know they have them right next to the carts. We go into the store and we load up our cart on there. But I tell you, it's a blessing when I had settled down and went on the internet to find out, do the research for all these things. So again, for dinner now, I put more greens in my salad. I put like watercress. I put some parsley. I put some cilantro. And again, I'm not concerned about taste. I'm just concerned about health. How many years is this going to be expanding or extending my life to? You notice I haven't mentioned anything about grains. However, if and when I do some grains, I do the brown rice, the bulk brown rice, and somebody introduced me the other day to black rice. This was my first time. I've never had it before. So it was actually delicious. So for those of you, I don't know what the nutritional aspect of it is, so I have not really done. I just had it twice. I've never really bought it for myself. Somebody gave me, and I like what I got. So I think I'm going to try it again and see what I get out of it, and just learn more about the nutritional value of the black rice. So I. Again, one of the things that I do when I want to snack, I snack either on the raw almond or the raw cashew. Even the fruits, we should not do too many of the fruits. So be cautious. Just read the type of fruits you are eating and, you know, how much sugar content is in it and all of that. So just check it out for yourself and see. It doesn't take a lot of time. I tell you, once you sit down in front of the computer and you realize, oh, my gosh, I don't have to continue for the rest of my life to be on prescription medication. I can modify my lifestyle. You are going to be in heaven. You are going to be having such an amazing time with treating your stomach and your inside right. Listen, you will make mistakes once you start over, but don't worry about it. Something did not go right the first time. Who cares? You do it over again. You are only accountable to yourself. All right? Do not spend time comparing yourself with anybody else. I know that there are times when we decide we don't want to go this journey alone. We want to do it with a partner. So if that is your decision, don't be doing that because you want to compare yourself with the person. Do it with the person because you want to encourage the journey to the end. Bear in mind that each and every one of us are unique individuals. We are not talking about eating habits and all of that now because we are not satisfied with what we have. We are having discussion now because we know that we deserve to share ourselves with others and in a better way. So we have the control to maintain, to first create, adjust, maintain, and modify in order to experience and express and manifest a healthy life. Our health is in every bite that we swallow. As adults, we need to be conscious of everything that goes into our mouth and begin to ask these difficult internal questions. Is this going to add to my life or is it going to shorten my life? Is it going to add to my life or is it going to shorten my life? Regardless of what the answers are, there is no need to be guilty about what it is. Just know that I acknowledge it. I stepped into my truth right now, and I am ready to make the right decision, and then you do what it is that you need to do. You are going to love yourself for it. The minute you start to see some improvement, take some pictures and begin to applaud and admire the new you. Applaud and admire the new you. Love the new you unconditionally, no matter what have been said before. If it's 2 inches you take off, celebrate. If it's half a pound you take off, celebrate. However, the emphasis does not need to be focused on losing weight and losing inches. What I want for you to focus on as you shop is, I want to maintain a healthy life. There are some of you who are listening right now and you probably have young children. And you can look at it and say, I want to be around to see my grandchildren. The only way I can do this is to modify the way I eat. I want to be around to experience XYZ, whatever it is. Set a goal for yourself so that you can be around to experience that goal for yourself. I am here to tell you, you don't need to be a millionaire to eat healthy. You don't need to have a private chef unless you choose to provide healthy meals for you, because you and your families can create the most delicious and nutritional meals in your own kitchen. Why not have a family cook-off in your kitchen with the different meals? One, even it could be the girls, the mother and the daughters of the family who cook the meals. Another night it could be the father and the sons who go shopping and prepare all the meals. Can you imagine all the fun that would create in the family? I know one of the other things that I see a lot of people are doing, those with small kids, they buy the little seedlings and have the kids grow spices on the windowsill over the summer and spring. Why don't you do some of those things? Because you won't have to go out and buy everything. And the one thing I'm here to remind you is that children will always eat what they grow. They plant it, they grow it, they're going to eat it. All right? So I want you to start instilling in your mind that I am going to start to shop with a mind of consciousness. I am no longer shopping for quantity. I am shopping for quality. Each and everything that goes on my shopping list will be adding years to our lives, meaning the lives of the family. It will not be subtracting years from my family's life. I want you to reach out and, you know, call in here and share with me and let me know some of the results that you have gotten out of these new habits that I'm working with having you create and develop. And who knows? I mean, over the summer we are going to be doing different things. If you are local, and we are going to be doing live shows in the TV studio about different foods and everything, I would love to have you in there talking about what you can do to enhance your family's life based on what you have learned from what I teach you here. So again, I am excited about spending this time with you this Sunday evening. I hope that I have helped you to add another 2 years to your life. I hope I've given you some tips that will enhance your performance in the bedroom. I hope you'll be expressing more joy and more happiness and more acceptance for you and your body and the body of your partners, and just everybody just unconditionally appreciating everybody. Again, I want to invite you to check out my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com. On Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne. On Facebook, at Dynamic Daphne as well. Share this episode with somebody who you know will be able to enjoy this, and someone who really and truly owes it to themselves to make sure that what they're eating is right for themselves. Remember, you owe it to yourself to treat the temple that you have the best way you can. You cannot go in and order another one. Even people who are on donor lists for organs that are no longer working, there's no guarantee that they will get it. The only guarantee there is that we treat our bodies the right way. I am so happy and thankful that I was able to spend this 90 minutes with you. And hopefully I've gave you some information that will help you to live a quality life. Again, remember that you were created for destiny. One of the ways in manifesting the true destiny that you were called to do is to live a healthy life. So, talk with you. I'll see you again, regular time on Wednesday, and tomorrow we have a special episode talking about steroids in investment and steroids. So stop by tomorrow night at 8 p.m. See you then. So long.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me, speak to it, my destiny, come on, you declare it to the Lord, thank you, Jesus, I speak purpose tonight.